If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard, folks. Another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio. And we stream it too at sportsbyline.com. And very grateful. Dominic Jimenez along the way. We also are aired again on the American Forces Radio Network live and in living color. Great radio stations, WGCH, Westchester, Fairfield County, Connecticut, New York, Gold Coast. They're with us as well. Lots to get to today. Exhale. Yes, the United States men's Olympic basketball team will face France 3:30 East on Saturday, but they dodged a major bullet. In fact, an array of Serbian-fired bullets today. Jokic, Milicic, Bogdanovic. They are all a son of an itch, if you get my drift. This team could not miss for a while. Compiling a 17-point lead, and it really did. I said, you know what? And I got on the blower to Tyler Levine. He'll be joining us here shortly. We'll get Dom's take a little bit later on, third and final segment. They just looked vulnerable. They did. It was an oddball game, and we'll get into it. You know, LeBron finally took over. Curry. It was great to see him get it going. He had, I don't know, eight or nine threes. All told, they had 16, one more than the 15 that Serbia had tickled the twine. But for a while, it just looked like very – because every time the U.S. would make a run, get it down to six or seven, it'd go back up to 12. And it just did not – and then they made that big run, and they finally had the answer. And that's where LeBron just imposed his will. He did. And Embiid showed up too, so you got to give him some props as well. All right, where are we going with the show today? Really interesting story. Thomas Fuller, outstanding columnist, writer, New York Times, stumbled during the COVID across an all-deaf high school football team. I mean, you're saying to yourself from a what? What are you talking about here? And and so he pens a book. Doubleday published it. It's a heartwarming story. And so we're going to get Thomas Fuller. He'll sweep the bottom of the hour. The Boys of Riverside, California, Orange County. Really heartwarming story and some great backstories as well. So Thomas Fuller will join us. All right, we get it going. Tyler Levine will join us as well as we cruise along here Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa.
They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because Shockwave Therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovative Wellness Dot Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. Innovative Wellness Dot Center.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Talk of the world of sports here in the, in the evening, into the early morning hours. Sports Overnight America, Marty Terrell. We have joined by Tyler Levine a little bit later on. Thomas Fuller, New York Times book author. The Boys of Riverside, about a deaf football team out in Orange County, California. Riverside, in fact, looking forward to it. But let's get Tyler in here. Listen, I was on the blower to you saying you might have hit this one. You might have hit this one. You told me they're vulnerable, and I thought, no. There's no way. There's no way. But down 17, Curry kept them, you know, relatively in it in the first half. The officiating, LeBron, you know, and then you had Jokic, with, the Joker had some foul trouble, you know, and these, again, this style of basketball, I'm telling you, can be problematic. It just can. So the U.S. just looked disjointed. Edwards couldn't throw it in the ocean. Durant couldn't get it going. LeBron, despite the triple-double, it was a weird game. Embiid was crazy. They turned the ball over. Curry kept them alive, but said and done, they made a big run, and they usually when you make that big run from 17 down, it goes the other way, which it did on more than, you know, a handful of occasions. I just thought they're going to make a run, take the lead, and then be vulnerable and get beat, you know, with a buzzer beater or something crazy like that. So wild game. You got to see it late. Give me your take. U.S. France as well. Saturday, 3:30 East. Take it away, Tyler. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this was obviously a much closer call than people would have expected. It was something pre-tournament. I had voiced my concerns about the team, about the style of play. They were lucky to get this one done ultimately. I mean, Serbia only put up 15 in the fourth quarter. Of the first three quarters, Serbia hit five threes in each respective quarter. And they hit zero in the fourth quarter. And that ultimately is why the United States was able to come back and win this game. Steph Curry, I mean, 36 points, 9 for 14 from 3, 12 for 19 from the two-point range. LeBron with the triple-double. Embiid was huge. But other than that, I mean, you look down at this score sheet, Booker, 6 points. Drew Holiday, not much of a scorer, but three points.
3 points.
Kevin Durant only had nine, and most of those points came in the fourth quarter, which obviously you got to give it to him. He hit the shots when it mattered most. He was very good down the stretch. Anthony Davis, 4 points. Anthony Edwards, 2 points, and two bad turnovers. So, 10 turnovers is not great. As a team, you'd like to see a more balanced score sheet like we saw in the last game. But it came down to the best shooter of all time having an absolutely massive game and carrying the team to the gold medal match. I don't believe Jason Tatum played a minute, which is, I get it, I guess, because I'm not a huge Tatum guy. I think he's a great player. He's a champion. But just with the guys that are on the floor here, I just think that he struggles to fit in with other big game players. I don't know, though. I mean, like, when everyone's playing this bad, it's kind of shocking that he doesn't get some minutes, because it's not like everyone's playing great and you want to keep things going. Like, it's pretty surprising that even being down 17, that Kerr doesn't think to himself, well, we got to change something up. And maybe, you know, the guy who led the playoffs in scoring and won the championship, you know, would probably be a good fit to maybe help the team out. But we got to play a lot better against France than we played against Serbia, obviously, because France will beat us if we play like this again, in my opinion, at least.
I'm with you, Tyler. It's a chemistry thing, too, and it almost changes game to game. You know, this idea that you could have 12 of the 15 greatest players in the country and just roll the rock out there, it's a moving target. Game to game, chemistry, you just don't know. And like you said, they just look disjointed at times. And it's not something you can always correct over a short period of time. That's why these Olympics are so difficult to win. Yet they put together a massive winning streak and haven't been beaten in a good long time. But, you know, I think that's what it is, too. And, you know, there's no guarantee on Saturday. You know, if France has been playing together longer, which I assume they have, this game could go right down to the wire just like today's did. I think it's a chemistry thing. Do you?
Yeah, 100%. That's something that I had voiced going into these Olympics. And it was something that we spoke about the other day. You know, how much does coaching matter? It really comes down to chemistry, it seems like. But we got to remember, France is playing a home game in this gold medal match. And ultimately, we've spoken about this many, many times. They have nothing to lose on this stage. And they're going to go all out and leave everything on the floor. Not that we won't, but they're playing at home. Everyone gets up for playing the U.S. They're the team to beat. There's nothing to lose. And a home team as an underdog in an elimination game for a gold medal with nothing to lose is a dangerous opponent to go up against.
I couldn't agree with you more. We shall see. There is no question about it. All right, one thing, track and field. You know, I thought he was going to get it done. I wish they had told us, unless they did ahead of time. But Noah Lyles, 30, COVID. He knew he had COVID Tuesday night. They put him in quarantine. He could take some Paxlovid. Obviously, you know, he was very careful about what he put in his body because he did not want to fail a, you know, fail a post-race, you know, drop or your analysis. Well, he tested positive for COVID. You know, these Olympics were scrubbed 4 years ago with COVID. And I really thought Usain Bolt's record from 2016 might even fall or be equaled. Did not happen with Noah Lyles. I'll watch it tonight. I'm sure it'll be there in prime time for review. A bummer. But, you know, you gotta give him credit for the bronze. He gave it a go, but it wasn't good enough. Give me a quick hit on Lyles.
Yeah, I mean, I have a serious issue with all the hate that this guy's been getting for just simply being confident. You know, no one gives this amount of hate, and, you know, it doesn't make headlines when, you know, these guys like Durant or Steph or LeBron or Mahomes or Tyreek Hill are confident and say they're the best and talk about how they're the best and go out and perform and be the best. It's really weird for me to see. And even after he wins the gold, people are complaining about it. Like, the dude just won a gold medal. Breaking, I believe it was a 20-year drought. What's the problem? Why is everyone so upset about somebody being confident in their abilities? And it's not new in sports that people talk the talk. A lot of times they can't walk the walk, but I mean, the guy won a gold medal. He got a bronze with COVID. He was very clearly, I mean, you know how these athletes are. It's very dramatic a lot of the time. You know, who really knows how intense it was post this 200 meter race today, but I mean, he looked gassed. He looked like he was going to pass out. But he finished with a bronze medal, in, a very big race with COVID, which makes it difficult to breathe. So, I mean, the guy deserves all the credit. I personally was very happy to see him win, not just because he's from the United States, but because of how much hate all these square journalists and weird corporate analysts, and all these people on Twitter and the comments and everything, Instagram. It's just like, back off. The guy's confident and he backed it up. What do you got to say about it now? Enough is enough. He silenced you. Be quiet. Go back to sleep. It's enough. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I give him credit for going to post. A lot of people would have begged out. He wanted to give it a go. I think he knew deep down inside, though, he did not have the capacity to do it. Maybe in the 100, but he'd already won that, obviously. So, yeah, it was a bummer. But I'll tell you, it's hard to remember, but it was not really hard to remember. 8 years ago, Usain Bolt, what an unbelievable athletic spectacle he was, and his records will hold. But you know what? Give me – we only got a minute left. We talked about it, obviously, Saturday night, but I want to give you a quick hit. What do you got in store? You're going to have Nico, too, your co-host, live from Athens on Saturday night, huh?
Yeah, he's out there. He's sending me videos from some games today. He got me a jersey and everything. I'm super fired up. We're getting into a lot of stuff on Saturday. Nice. We got the Community Shield, which we'll be discussing. Manchester City Premier League winners against Manchester United FA Cup winners. We're going through week one predictions, more transfer news, some injury talk, what teams need to do ultimately closing out this window. And we're excited to get into this Premier League season.
All right, Saturday night, it'll roll at 7 o'clock Eastern, First Touch. We look forward to it, and we'll be then a week out, less than a week out from the start of the English Premier League. We look forward to it. Great job, Tyler. You get back to us. We appreciate it. And that'll be Saturday night again, 7 o'clock Eastern, First Touch. All right, we can roll along here. A lot of afternoon baseball. We'll throw that around here as we take you into the night and the overnight. We'll give you some of that, the baseball scores from this afternoon. White Sox fire their manager. What are they, 28-89, something like that? I mean, come on. Wow, think about that. 61 games below 500. Woo! Anyhow, Grady Sizemore's the new bench boss, and Ozzie Guillen's bitter in Chicago. We're coming back here. Thomas Fuller, New York Times.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, we are talking the world of sports, and you know this radio program, Sports Overnight America, is heard around the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio as well. We stream it at sportsbyline.com. We're heard around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. And very grateful for this gentleman, Thomas Fuller, New York Times book author, The Boys of Riverside, a deaf football team, a high school team, and a quest for glory. Thomas, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on, and congratulations on this book. Kudos to both you and Doubleday for putting this great effort together and putting this book out. Welcome aboard. How are you, Thomas?
Thanks so much. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really am. And again, we'll tell people how they can get it. I'm not going to give you a spoiler alert. I'm just going to tell you there's some great stories in here. You know, I guess I want to start with the randomness of this. This is, you know, as we look at it, and you can take us back, you know, COVID did some devastating damage. It just, we know this. The numbers were alarming. And yet, as we now move on, you know, with vaccinations and everything else, we come back to little nuggets like this. I mean, it was truly an email that showed up in your inbox during the COVID pandemic that really got you to move a muscle and change a thought and do an outstanding book. Can you take us back to that kind of a defining moment?
Yeah, well, you know, it's great that you framed it that way, because you're right. It was right in the middle of the pandemic, and schools were, you know, just creeping back into session, and the news was depressing. You know, it was not just the pandemic, but wildfires and shootings and, you know, all the stuff that we have trouble with in America. And I got this email that said, hey, there's California School for the Deaf, Riverside, is having a great year for their football team. They're undefeated, and they're in the playoffs and might make it to the championship for the first time in 7 decades. You know, and I said, well, let's check this out. So I drove straight down there and showed up for their Friday night game and watched them wallop their opponents. And I said, well, this is the story. This is how I want to spend my time right now. It's just a great tonic.
It really is. Thomas Fuller is with us. And this book, the Boys of Riverside, a deaf football team and their quest for glory, Riverside, California, Orange County. You know, we're going to get to some of the, especially the coach, but just some of the kids. You know, it's a small school, under 200 students, you know, in a very, very athletic, rich county. Orange County puts kids at UCLA, USC. I mean, it's a higher income demographic there in Southern California. These kids, one of them, he's sleeping in this car in the parking lot. Some of the other kids just, you know, very, very difficult circumstances. The fact that they're deaf or hearing impaired to a degree, a very severe degree, in and of itself is a huge challenge. The one thing that struck me is one kid's blaring rap music as he drives his car, and he says, I can't hear it, but we feel our music, Thomas. I read that, and it gave me a little lump in my throat. I mean, they enjoy music, but not like you and I would. Just talk about that for a second.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're just, you know, great characters, great personalities. You know, you mentioned Orange County. They're one county over in Riverside, which is an underdog county. I mean, it's warehouses. You know, it used to be orange orchards. Matter of fact, probably more than Orange County itself. And right, you know, today it's sort of the county Riverside is that LA looks down on. It's, you know, it's hot. It's halfway to the desert. And so these kids are, yeah, they come from all over the place. Their parents come from all over the world, Ethiopia, Mexico, Romania. One of the coaches was born in Iran. Everyone's deaf. And, you know, let's face it. I mean, it's hard to be deaf in, you know, in if you're in a hearing environment. What I discovered in researching the book was that our hearing perspective, oh yeah, you know, deafness is a disability. Actually, on the football field, it's actually can be an asset, and they turned it into that. And that's what I found really fascinating, that they use deafness, they leverage deafness, and they leverage the fact that they were all deaf together as a brotherhood, and that's how they won games.
You got to tell us about Keith Adams. I mean, this is a guy who was deaf himself, who played. He's now coaching. I mean, this man was just—he was the embodiment of the Joe Gibbs, the Belichick, the George Allens, the Landrys, the Don Shula, sleeping on his couch. I mean, it just totally devoted to these kids. Totally understood what they were dealing with. Tell us about him, if you could, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. So. He grows up in Stockton, California, which, you know, is probably categorized as another underdog city. And he's just a natural athlete. I mean, he's a great football player at his public high school, but he has this language barrier. He's deaf. He's deaf from birth. And he can't excel on the team, not because of his physical abilities, but because he can't communicate with all the hearing people on the team. He would have been a captain of that team. He would have been the middle linebacker, you know, calling all the plays on defense. He doesn't, and that sticks with him. And he gets to a point where he becomes the coach at the California School for the Deaf in Riverside. His kids, his two boys, are on the team. They're also, both of them, terrific athletes. And I think for him, this is his time to prove what deafness means on the football field, that deafness is not an impediment, you know, to winning. And I can tell you, after spending 7 months with them, just standing on the sidelines, he definitely proved it to me.
We're talking to Thomas Fuller, New York Times, outstanding writer, journalist, and, of course, the author of The Boys of Riverside, A Deaf Football Team and Their Quest for Glory. I smell a movie coming here. I just do. I love the story. I do. And, you know, my hero growing up was Larry Brown. He was a running back for the Washington Redskins. He played at Kansas. He wore number 43. I grew up as a Redskin fan for some reason. But, you know, he was a 1,000-yard rusher in a 14-game season back when 1,000 yards rushing meant something. And one of the things I found, and I looked at him differently, not in necessarily a bad way, but even more in a heroic way, is that he too was hearing challenged and I think would be described as legally deaf. And he was an outstanding, outstanding football player. What an inspiration this does and how it inspires people. Not just deaf people. I mean, I had a kid that I went to school with back in Massachusetts who ended up, he was deaf, played at Mark Chimura's High School, the former Green Bay tight end, Frontier Regional High School, Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., had a glorious four-year career as a D3 player. This is an inspiration that these kids had this platform, had this achievement recognized, Thomas. What does it do in terms of these kids inspiring others?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I saw it as deaf athletes teaching the hearing world, teaching us in the hearing world, you know, a lot about sports. Some of the details in that I write about in the book of how they visually synchronize and coordinate, how they see the field so completely, how they never jump off sides because they're so focused on the ball, how they use signals, sign language, to call in plays and make the game much faster and much more fluid. All of this stuff is I think, you know, I mean, I don't want to call it required reading for, you know, high school football coaches, but I certainly learned a lot, you know, about how to strategize, how to work efficiently. One of the things that I learned was that the huddle is actually was actually invented by two deaf teams when two deaf teams played each other. Gallaudet, you mentioned. Gallaudet was playing another deaf team. Quarterback from Gallaudet said, "Hey guys, I want to make sure the other team doesn't, you know, read our next call. So here, let's stand, you know, in a huddle with our backs to the other team." The huddle was born.
Thomas, I really do. I congratulate you on this. And, you know, like we said at the outset here, you know, COVID took a lot from us, but it gave us this. This is a great piece. And, hey, you did the audiobook yourself, huh? You read it yourself?
I did, yeah. I mean, it's my first book, and it was my first go at an audiobook. How did I do?
I thought you did great, man. I really did. I was like, man, this guy should be doing a talk show as well. No, dead serious. Congratulations on that. Hey, one thing that's funny, these players at Riverside and Gallaudet, these other schools for the deaf, I'll tell you right now, though, we all see football games when they're flashing those signs from the sidelines. They better cover up their mouth, too, because those deaf kids can read lips, can't they? They really can.
There's that as well. I mean, Coach Adams, who we talked about, when he played other deaf teams, he had a whole cryptic language that he developed, you know, based off of sign language. And the whole team had little cheat sheets on their, you know, that they carried around so that they knew the encoded plays.
I love it. Hey, listen, congratulations again. The boys of Riverside, Thomas Fuller, New York Times, their quest for glory. And guess what? They arrived. It was just a great book, and we'll continue to promote it. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay.
You got it. All right. We'll come back here on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Coming right back.
Hey, my name is Jared.
And this is Matt.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is that sweet and savory flavor combo. I love the grilled chicken because of how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor.
And then the crunch of the pickles and the sweet heat that they bring just ties it all together.
And that crispy sweet bacon, it adds so much flavor.
It ties in amazing with the warm, soft bun. You can really taste the sweetness in every bite.
The maple bun is bringing the fun.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, United States survived and literally survived 95-91. And ironic, too, Steph Curry with 36. LeBron, a triple-double. Embiid showed up late. Durant, I was just reading a story today in the New York Post. He had gold in London 2012, Rio in 2016. Tokyo, of course, went to 2021 due to COVID. And, of course, now they're poised for his fourth gold, and that'll snap the record held by Carmelo. But it was interesting. Stefan Bondi, who wrote the piece in the Post, was just quoting Jim Boeheim, the Hall of Fame coach who's recently retired at Syracuse. And of course, he's partial to Carmelo. And of course, that Syracuse championship back in 2002, I want to say. Yeah. High praise for Durant. You know, I mean, this is an elite player. His perimeter shooting is there have been players like that. Jerry West, the late, great Jerry West, was a long range shooter, but before the three-point arc, which only existed at the time in the ABA. But in terms of West and that perimeter, that 15 to 18 foot jumper, Havlicek of the Celtics was incredible. Obviously Bird and Jordan and the others. Durant, I think I saw a stat, you know, this guy hits from that perimeter, that little corner, you know, foul line extended out at a rate of about 70%, but he couldn't throw it in the ocean today. I mean, he just could not. It wasn't on his game until it mattered. So this is what and you could see the run coming. I said it. Look, they're going to make a run. They're down 17. They're not going quietly. The one thing that I admired today was the assassin's look, and he's a baby-faced assassin with Steph Curry. He's an assassin. I'm telling you, you can look at him chewing on the mouthpiece. You can look at the what seems to be laissez-faire. The guy is a baby-faced assassin. He was throwing daggers, and you cannot underestimate what he did in the first half. Without him, they're down 30, and they're done. I mean, they're playing Saturday morning at 5 a.m. So, you know, you got to give Curry his credit. The other one, and I'm not the biggest LeBron guy. I have a lot of respect for him. We've said it before. He's not in the police blog. He's not, you know, fathered 15 kids with 8 different women. Family man with the same gal. Has put, 10,000 kids through college with just unbelievable donations. We know what he's going to be. He's Michael Jordan Redux. He's going to have a film career. He's going to be doing, you know, production and movies right along with Magic, and you know, which is why obviously the ascension to go out and play with Los Angeles. And of course, you know, LeBron before the Olympics started took a lot of heat. You know, his son Bronny, he goes to the Lakers at 55, whatever it was. Everyone said, you know, he was not worthy. Probably not, but you know what? Listen, you can't fault a guy. The Lakers give him, you know, I mean, seriously, GD Buss gives him the free reign. LeBron is a player on the Lakers. LeBron is a quasi-general manager. He handpicked J.J. Redick. Make no mistake about it. But my point is, all that other garbage goes aside, because what we saw today, at least I did, was a compartmentalized toughness and a will to achieve and find a way to win no matter what. That's what I saw from LeBron and Curry, but totally different styles until they both let out. And it was great to see LeBron and Curry embrace after that game. It really was. Curry, on the other hand, more of a youthful, you know, I don't want it to be a negative connotation, more of a youthful, juvenile exaltation, but a heart of a tiger, a lion, and just a dagger. He wanted to beat you. He was going to find a way to beat you. And he also hit a couple big threes in the second half and free throws to boot. So there you go. LeBron, on the other hand, banging down low, triple-double. The numbers weren't alarming, but anytime you put up double figures in three categories, points, rebounds, and assists, you don't need to say a thing more, especially when it's as part of a winning effort. And this was a grind. This was a grind. And so looking ahead to France on Saturday, I think you got to say the idea is, yeah, the team chemistry is difficult with this group. It just is. But, you know, and people laugh. Foreign countries say, what are you guys talking about? You've won 60-some-odd games in a row. What are you talking about? This is stupid, blah, blah, blah. But it is. You can see it sometimes. And Serbia was damn good. I mean, I give Joker a lot of credit. You can see why this guy wins MVPs. And I felt bad for the guy. He took it well. You know, the officiating down the stretch, you know, and the Serbian coach picked up a stupid technical, although it didn't really cost him. It came up early enough they still built a huge lead. But the coaching for Serbia, I thought, got so defocused on making moves and making, strategic moves like a coach should. The Serbian coach spent the entire second half griping at the officials, and you know, it just doesn't help you. I mean, it became, you know, and just on every single call, it was, you know, he's all over the officials. It doesn't portend, it doesn't work, especially at the Olympic level. It just doesn't. They don't want to hear it. You could see the officials, the body language, their arms folded, they're walking away with their back to the coach, and finally they teed him up, but it didn't end. And he stopped coaching. And so I think that's a fair analysis. He stopped coaching. I don't know if you saw it, though, but your guy, Mr. Dominic Jimenez Curry, I'm telling you right now, the guy, a will to win and a will for excellence put on display today in Paris. I loved watching it. Were you able to catch your guy? Let me ask you.
No, I didn't get to watch it. Let me rephrase that. I didn't watch any of it. I guess I could have had it on my computer the day went along, but I've been a little busy. My computer's just sitting off in the corner, so I didn't watch it. My mom was giving me updates. Darren was giving me updates. It was nice to see Steph thrive, given that this is going to be his one Olympics.
Yep, no question. And like I said, he does it with more of a – you know, just not the hardcore, you know, fierceness. He just does it in a different way, and I love him when he's like that. And when he gets in that zone, it is phenomenal to watch. It really is. All right, so where do we go with them Saturday? Look, they're gonna win if they play up to their capability. I mean, they did. I think, in fact, I would be mildly surprised if they don't win big, because I think today. In a word or a phrase, this might have scared him straight, because you could see it. I mean, Edwards couldn't get it going. Anthony Davis, I mean, you got to put context. He only had 4 points, but he had altered shots defensively. He came up with a masterful block down the stretch. So you got to give him credit. He showed up, you know, in crunch time. And the other thing, he had a disjointed, almost looked like a corkscrew move on a tip follow for a bucket that they desperately needed during that run where they needed to break Serbia's run. He had a huge tip follow. He really did. And he came out of nowhere, and you'll see it on the high. I guarantee it'll be a SportsCenter highlight. It was that good. It really and truly was. So I think they get scared straight. You know, Kerr, to his credit, you know, he told him, you could see it. They had the mic over there. Look, guys, we're going to have to win this defensively. We cannot sit there, and they contested every single three. And again, there were no threes. They had, what did Tyler tell us? 5 in each quarter. Serbia did not get a tray in the final 10 minutes of this game. And that's Kerr's coaching right there. Guys, you got to step out and defend the perimeter, contest every shot. And they interviewed, I think coming out of the half, I want to say, assistant coach Spoelstra said, yeah, defense is going to win this. And that's what happened. They were down 17 in the second half, folks. You know, I mean, you play that game 10 times, the USA's winning it once. I mean, that's how dangerous it was. So really, really interesting to see now what France comes out with. And obviously, they're the home team, you know, and I'm one of these conspiracy theorists, you know, and it doesn't always work. In fact, more often than not, I'm wrong. But if I'm an American fan, which we are, what are we thinking? Uh-oh, France is going to get home cooking. You know, this is going to, we're playing on their court. This is not only a road game. This is a real road game. The officials are going to be in their pocket, home crowd, you know, knock off the ugly Americans, you know, send them to silver. We're taking the gold. It, you know, if France were to beat this team, they're going to feel like they won the Olympics. And you know the medal count. It's over. The United States has taken over in terms of gold. The United States has taken, obviously, control from the get-go of all-round medal count. You know, do you anoint a winner of the Olympics? I do. You know, gold medals first. After that, you take the total compilation. All right, let's get to this. Look at NFL football, right? I mean, you get two games on a Thursday into a Friday. We'll keep an eye on these in the overnight, right? You got the Patriots and Panthers up in Foxborough. It could be a little damp as the East Coast is getting pounded with the remnants from the tropical storm or the hurricane, and now tropical storm, tropical depression, now just a big bucket of water coming up the East Coast, which is going to hang around right through late Saturday on the East Coast. So Foxborough could be wet tonight, and then you've got the Lions and the Giants. So, you know, a couple preseason games, and then I think we wheel back with three or four on a football Friday. Listen, football season's here, right? And then the other thing too, Harbaugh, you know, listen, it's a Pete Carroll move. You knew he was going to the pros. He leaves with what? He leaves with the national championship. He left the mess. He had an icy relationship with the AD. Sherrod Moore takes over. He's got a level two infraction. He's got a level one infraction on his resume. Now he's facing a level two. He's probably staring down the barrel of a three-game suspension. Does the NCAA take it out on Moore because he was a Harbaugh guy? Does he sit out Fresno State? Does he sit out Texas? Does he sit out the first three games of the year? This is going to be very interesting to watch. Harbaugh, for his part, what's he saying? Look, he's in his 60s now. He doesn't care. Pete Carroll left a mess at Southern California after one of the greatest college games we ever saw, of course, with Texas and Southern Cal. Who's ever going to forget that national championship game? It was just, Vince Young was just tremendous. One of the top five college games I've ever witnessed start to finish for a national championship. And Pete Carroll, you know, you know exactly what was going on. You know, and he left it the way he was going to leave it. And off he went to Seattle and, you know, had a very nice pro career until, you know, after this season. Seattle said enough of that and they move on. But I will say this. I don't think Jim Harbaugh is losing any sleep about whether, A, he's going to get his next meal. And number two, whether he's going to get his next job. Because if it doesn't work with the LA Chargers, he's been good enough. He's been great enough, quite frankly. He'll land on his feet if he chooses to. Now, if he goes back to the college game, he's got one big hurdle, a four-year fence to climb over and to navigate. So it will be interesting to see. I don't think he's worried about it. I don't think he cares. But the NCAA has to do what they have to do. And you know what? Michigan broke the rules. They had guys dressing up with Central Michigan, you know, garb on to steal signs. I mean, come on. It was blatant. All right, we come back here. We'll tube talk and tell you what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back. Don't go away. Hurting, I felt like dying.
Ooh, This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, talking the world of sports, down the home stretch we go. Wow, someone tell me what is up with the Atlanta Braves. My Lord, Tuesday, Milwaukee 10-0 over the Braves. 10-0. Wednesday, 8-5, Brewers over the Braves. This afternoon, you ready for this one? 16-7 over the Braves. 16-8 is 24-10, 34 runs in three games, and the Braves are just absolutely bludgeoned. Bludgeoned. You know what? That team may not make the playoffs. We shall see. Giants, crazy game in the nation's capital today in terms of weather. They had to go 10, and then you get one of these oddball things when you get the ghost runner at second. 9-5, Giants win it. Padres, Pirates, back and forth, 7-6. Padres over the Buccos in the Steel City. Mets getting on track, 9-1 over Colorado. And again, the men's basketball team, U.S., headed for gold, at least an attempt at gold as they take on France. That'll be 3:30 East on Saturday afternoon. So we look forward to that, United States and France. And yeah, I'm already paranoid about officiating. It's France and Paris, blah, blah, blah. And then closing ceremonies, right? Ledecky, rightfully going to be there. Forgot the other. I think it was a rower, wasn't it? I think it was. I think they put a rower. So we go with Ledecky and I can't remember the guy's name. My bad. But Ledecky will be hoisting for the U.S. in those closing ceremonies on Sunday. Boy, the Olympics came and went, huh? I mean, here we go. Final few days, three more days, and actually two full days. Really, you got Friday and Saturday, and then closing ceremonies on Sunday. All right, great job out of Thomas Fuller, New York Times Boys of Riverside, on the Deaf High School football team from Riverside, California. A great story there. Thanks to Tyler Levine and Dominic Jimenez. I'm Marty Terrell. We're back at it tomorrow on a Friday into a sports weekend here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. Adios.